This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the 3-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Truth is, there's a lot more Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bonds that are collapsing than actually voted for it. I love going by.
Oh, yeah, this is his big stand-up routine. I was telling Howie yesterday, I said, he's got that old person thing where he thinks he's Don Rickles. Like, he thinks he's really putting on a show for people. And I love that, you know? And so his new routine, his new material is Republicans are trying to take credit for things they didn't vote for. They're trying to take credit for the bridges. I love that. I love them. And everyone laughs because everyone there is out of their minds.
Republicans out there taking credit for the new bridges and those bonds that are collapsing. They're not.
He couldn't even get the joke out, and they were already laughing. That's how funny he is. You just know his greatest hits. You get giggly before he even delivers the punchline. He's just that good. All right, I want to finish off a little bit on this abortion conversation because I couldn't believe. First of all, I can't believe how much time Gavin Newsom is spending putting billboards and commercials and, you know, running advertisements in other states while California is a complete Charlie Foxtrot. But that's okay, because he's running for president. I don't know how it's going to work. Carol Markowitz was wondering this too. She's like, so how does that work that Biden decides he's not going to run and then they just skip over Kamala Harris? Hey, I got news for you. I got news for you, Jared. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. I am team Kamala Harris. There was a girl a few weeks ago who said Kamala Harris could be the next president of the United States. That girl was me. And you know what, Jared? I'm not going to stop until she gets her chance, because she has been given so many assignments that she's managed to bungle and do nothing with. But I would argue that she's been bamboozled. She's been thrown all of these terrible tasks that Joe Biden doesn't want to go near. They're put on her plate, and she's not equipped to deal with it. Even so, it's her time. But now we're being told that Gavin Newsom, it's his time. And he's just going to somehow slide in like a snake and take over for Joe Biden. So that's why he's renting billboard space in random states. Random states where they're not a fan of late-term abortions, or some of them that have stricter abortion laws. That's where he thinks he can make inroads with voters. So one of those billboards says, okay, no, so this is, need an abortion, California is ready to help. And then at the bottom of this billboard, it says, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. Nice. Classy dude. He also has other billboards that say Indiana does not own your body. So he's advertising in Indiana. If I'm from California and I've got some crazy man outside my restaurant throwing poop at the window, and then I hear that Gavin Newsom is creating pro-abortion Bible-versing billboards in Indiana, I might have some questions for him.
Yeah, chances are good people in Indiana have actually read the Bible a little more than Gavin Newsom has.
Do you think that Gavin Newsom goes to Bible study with Joe Scarborough and they talk about these things? Let's do a little flashback for everyone. This was a few weeks ago, but it really was, you know what I'm going to use, Jared? It's Friday. I haven't used it yet. I'm due. It was breathtaking. It really was. This is Joe Scarborough from MSNBC's Morning Joe. And he was all revved up because in his mind, in the mind of Joe Scarborough, which is such an interesting place to be, you can't hang out there for too long. Donald Trump takes up most of the space in his mind. But in his mind, Jesus is pro-abortion. Riddle me that. Let's take a listen.
Just say, as a Southern Baptist, wow, that grew up reading the Bible, maybe a backslidden Baptist, but I still know the Bible. Jesus never once talked about abortion. Never once. And it was happening back in ancient times. It was happening during his time. Never once mentioned it. And for people perverting the gospel of Jesus Christ down to one issue, it's heresy. Go, if you don't believe me, if that makes you angry, why don't you do something you haven't done in a long time? Open the Bible, open the New Testament, read the red letters. You won't see it there. And yet there are people who are using Jesus as a shield to make 10-year-old rape girls go through a living and...
Hold on. There are people who are using Jesus to hold up their political beliefs. Is that what he's claiming? While he's also using Jesus to drive home his political point? I just want to be sure that, while accurate, he's throwing stones, he knows he's living in a glass house. Also, the man who's telling us that Jesus wasn't against abortion is accusing other people of perverting the Bible. Do I have all of this correct?
That is accurate.
You know, it takes a bold man to think Jesus would be on his side when talking about abortion. Then again, though, to be fair to Joe Scarborough, I don't have the kind of knowledge on this, the kind of wisdom that, say, devout Catholic Joe Biden has, or devout Catholic met the Pope, has rosary beads and prays all the time, Nancy Pelosi. You know, those are the kind of Catholics where I yield to them. Because they can read Joe Biden's, I'm sorry, they can read Jesus's mind better than I can. And so I'm just sorry that for people who are encouraging women to have their children and to not abort their fetuses, and to not abort their future children, I'm sorry that Joe Scarborough feels that people who are trying to get that message out there are perverting the Bible. And I'm happy to find out that Jesus is actually pro-choice. Who would have thunk? You learn something new every day on MSNBC. I want to talk a little bit here. And this is the last hour, and we'll take calls on really anything you guys want to talk about. Anything I've missed today, you can feel free to weigh in. Before I get to what's happening with the GOP, let's take a little look at Carrie Lake. She's ahead of Katie Hobbs by four points. I've been very intrigued by this Arizona race, the Arizona gubernatorial race, mostly because I think Carrie Lake is a real up-and-comer in the GOP. She's got Trump-like abilities to take down the media. She has a background in TV. She does not back down to anyone. She's very unafraid. And she's been challenging Katie Hobbs to a debate, which Katie Hobbs has been refusing and continues to refuse. So now, Data for Progress, which is a left-wing pollster, like most polls, that's kind of an obvious statement, don't you think? They have Lake at 51% and Hobbs at 47%. This all is good news for people heading into your weekend. The polls look good. But I want to talk about Kevin McCarthy, because Kevin McCarthy, the GOP minority leader, was out there today in Pennsylvania talking about this commitment to America. It's kind of a similar thing to 1994 Contract to America, Newt Gingrich, that whole thing. And I have to say, I'm glad I'm reading a little bit from Red State today. Jennifer Oliver O'Connell, who we have on the show a lot, she is from California. So sometimes when we have updates on Newsom or just how wonderful everything is going in that state, we'll have Jennifer on. But today she wrote about this, and I'm glad that I'm not the only one who feels critical of Kevin McCarthy right now and the GOP. To say I'm unimpressed is kind of putting it mildly at this point. They go out there today, and so she talks about what they want to do, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, a government that's accountable, kind of all these very vague talking points. That's okay. You know, that's fine. That's what politicians do. But I like how Jennifer asked some questions about this event. She said, why did they unveil this Commitment to America plan on Friday? Admittedly, the throwaway news day where anything released can be long forgotten by Monday. Why southwestern Pennsylvania? Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, you know, it's Pennsylvania is a battleground state. So that could be a reason. But as Jennifer points out, it would have been a better visual to make this commitment in an area that the Democrats and the rest of America have roundly abandoned. The inner cities, say on the streets of Philadelphia, that would have been a stronger punch. And face it, what they're doing is optics. Like, they want the punch. So if that's the goal, then at least do it well. Crime is rampant in most major cities. Drug use is everywhere. Doing it at some American as apple pie business in the middle of the state just lacks that necessary punch and screams that their commitment is only to a certain sector of America. From this location, they are preaching to the choir. A choir that is missing more than a few voices necessary to get the GOP over the top. And then she kind of goes back to 1994 with the contract with America. And at the time, GOP minority leader Newt Gingrich, which I don't think anyone's going to say. I like Newt. I don't think that he was, especially now, he's definitely more old school, more Kevin McCarthy than he was like Ron DeSantis. But even so, I think he was better than Kevin McCarthy. I don't think Kevin McCarthy is even delivering that kind of punch. And that was in 1994. But as Jennifer points out, lofty ideals, like these vague talking points, building a safer America, you know, a future you can depend on. These things that just are, they sound like slogans that you'd find in the basement from a Ronald Reagan campaign. And that's no shade to Ronald Reagan. It was just a different time. You know, now you need more punch. She said lofty ideals worked back in 1994. In 2022, almost 30 years later, the GOP commitment to America has a so last century feel. And one can safely say that McCarthy is not a statesman. It is well known that should Republicans regain the House, he desires to be the Speaker of the House, but McCarthy does not instill confidence and reeks of desperation. It also seems once again that the GOP still fails to understand the fight they should be waging on behalf of the American people. If part of this plan is to continue listening up to November 8th, let's hope someone lights a match that can set purposeful and practical fire to this commitment to America. I agree. I think this is first of all, it's a little late. And second of all, it's just kind of meh, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're sitting in a diner with breakfast in front of you. You obviously haven't eaten.
I'm not impressed. 844-500-4242. But maybe people are. So if you are, call in. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier. One customer texted in, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting and driving several hours in the car with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is now much easier to endure. In fact, after two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it sit in the car and freeze this winter. Thanks, Eden Pure. Plus, it's great for smoke smells. It's great for if you're cooking and if you're microwaving things in a small office like fish or shrimp or salmon, it gets rid of that stinky smell. It's just a really great device and it's small. It's easy to hold in your hand. You just plug it in. No air filters are required. It's a really great product. And the best part is with this deal, you're getting three of them. So you can use one. You can give one to a friend. It's the perfect time to do this. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word GRACE3 to get your hands on the 3-pack of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Shipping is free, by the way. We'll be right back with your calls. What do you want the GOP to do? Are you impressed with this Commitment to America grandstanding event? Or do you want to see real action? Do you want to see Mitch McConnell pouring money into these races and putting his pride aside? Do you want to see Kevin McCarthy as more of a fighter? Do you want to see more of people like Ron DeSantis? I'm curious. Maybe people disagree, but I think it'd be good to know where we stand. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with more. It's Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Joe Biden was speaking to the teachers' unions today. Weird comments, which is to be expected. It really is. The strangest part of the Joe Biden presidency is how none of it's strange anymore. You remember how people used to say, oh, the emperor has no clothes. It's like, well, yeah, but he's had no clothes now for a long time. He's just walking around. And we're all pretending that it's okay. We're all trying to not make him feel weird about not wearing clothes.
Telling random stories about when he was 30, he was with a 12-year-old girl in the audience, and nobody bats an eye.
Yeah,
just like, oh, that's weird.
That was a weird comment. Just one of many weird comments he made today. And everyone's just enabling this. And the audience laughs at him. And people think it's funny. I do want to mention one thing here, though, before we go to the polls. Because this was weird. This is Dr. Vivek Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General. He posts a photo of himself. And he says, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I love ice cream cones without the ice cream. Happy National Ice Cream Cone Day. And it's a photo of him getting an empty ice cream cone, to which I know Joe Biden isn't big on firing people, but this might be
impeach,
the last straw.
Fire, yeah. Yes.
Get him out of here.
That is a psychopath. The man must be put down.
It's just crazy. We're kidding.
Cannot be allowed to continue this ice creamless crusade.
We're kidding, of course. I mean, different strokes for different folks. If you like your ice cream cone, and I love an ice cream cone, but I like it with ice cream inside. I think that kind of makes it.
Grace is kidding. I do want him impeached for this.
Dan, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, we definitely don't want McConnell. Instead of McConnell, we'd rather have Josh Hawley. So, if Don Bolduc's listening, I hope he's listening to what I'm saying right now. And as far as Kevin McCarthy, absolutely not. A Marjorie Taylor Greene or a Lauren Boebert. And I hope some of the people are listening because, Caroline Leavitt and Bob Burns, I hope they're listening to this. So even Dean Train. So.
Yeah, I would say as far as if it wasn't Mitch McConnell, I don't mind having Josh Hawley. I think that's a good pick. I think Tom Cotton would be good. I think Rand Paul would be good. If we're talking about Speaker of the House, I think Jim Jordan would be excellent. I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't want people who are like our versions of AOC, and I'm not trying to insult them. I just think that some people are really good at causing a stir online, but you have to be more into the everyday slog of it. And that's something that I think Jim Jordan's all about. Like, he's on a lot of these committees. He does a lot of the boring stuff and sits through it. And I think he's a fighter. And I think he's proven himself time and time again. So I think Jim Jordan would be an excellent choice. But I agree with that caller about Mitch McConnell, especially because I was reading a piece, I think it was in the Federalist, that he pulled all of this advertising. The GOP pulled all of this money from the race from Blake Masters. And that's a move I don't understand. And I guess he had a fundraiser with him as a way to kind of be able to do it without coming off like he was backstabbing him. But they should be pouring money into these close races, not taking money out of it. It just seems like, and I know I'm not the first person to say this, but it does seem like Mitch McConnell would rather lose with his guys than win with people he didn't choose.
Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
It reminds me of college football, like these small D1, D2, D3 schools, where sometimes you have a coach, they'll change coaches and they'll bring in their new people. And even if they have good people from the first coach, like good people that the first coach recruited, they have a bias towards their own people. And it's not based off of skills, it's based off pride. Well, I recruited this person, so they must be better at it. And that's how Mitch McConnell is. He's kind of petty like that. He's so focused on, we need the Republicans that I picked. And this is, these Republicans are crazy. No, it doesn't matter, dude. We got to win. Doesn't matter if we win with your guys or we win with other guys. We got to win. That's the end game. I miss winning so much. We'll be right back with a lot more. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. A huge thanks to everyone for tuning in, especially our Nevada audience. We love having you here and all our audiences, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine. We are thrilled to talk to you every day, and today is no exception. I want to give everyone a little heads up here. We are going to hit a few different stories in this last segment. It's Friday afternoon. I'm feeling good. We're going to have a little bit of fun. But let's go to the callers first. Mike, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. What's on your mind, Mike?
Oh, hi. Grace, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm a little concerned about something. Of course, November really scares me. Who knows what's going on? But I was wondering what your opinion is on whether we've got a lot of Republican Democrats, if you know what I mean. I can't give you any names or anything. I'm just wondering, how do you feel about that?
Are you asking me if I think there's any right-wing Democrats right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Voters-wise or politicians-wise?
Politician-wise.
There are a few who...
The ones that count.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're right-wing by any means. There are some who haven't completely lost their minds. I don't know if it's because of their own logic or just because they're desperate to get reelected, but you have people like Abigail Spanberger in Virginia, people who are telling the rest of... their colleagues to maybe tone down the defund the police rhetoric and things like that. So there are a few, but it's not like it was even 5 years or 10 years ago.
It's a party.
Yeah, it's not your... It's exactly. It's not your grandfather's Democrat party by any means. Just a side note, I brought Taylor in here, and I'm sure he's curious why.
Quite curious.
Well, I have breaking news for you.
Oh, boy.
Here's a story.
A man named Brady.
If you don't know Taylor Cormier, he's what I would call our pop culture fanatic in the office.
I mean, if you're going off of pop culture before 1970, yeah, I got you covered.
No, I'm talking right now. There's no one who has their finger on the pulse of what's happening.
Okay.
You are our very own Page Six personified.
Uh-huh.
Which brings me to the story. A few weeks ago, you were... filling in for Howie. He was taking a slide, and we talked about Sylvester Stallone.
Where is this going, yeah?
Do you remember
Sylvester Stallone.
Do you remember why we talked about him?
Because he was getting divorced.
Well.
And I showed you a picture of Sylvester Stallone in Palm Beach, this plaza that we've both been at.
Taylor, I have news for you.
What?
He was getting divorced.
No more?
Him and his wife, Jennifer Flavin, have reconciled.
Oh, God, he's going to get the tattoo changed back.
Okay, no, this is, thank you. This is the question. So they were getting divorced, and I had heard through reliable sources, not Brian Stelter, but like Page Six and other gossip sites, that it was because of the dog. They came out and said it wasn't because of the dog that
were
getting
divorced. What was the matter with the dog?
He had bought this dog, and they were disagreeing on how to raise it. I think it was like a mastiff or something like that. Then I heard, because he had
a beautiful dog. A talented dog.
He had a big tattoo of his wife on his arm, and I read that he changed it after the divorce, which, you know, it's hard enough to change a name, let alone a picture of someone's face. And we had this whole conversation. I realized I was spreading fake news because I thought he changed the photo of his wife to a photo of the dog, mm-hmm. which would kind of make sense if they were fighting about the dog. It's like a last, you know, bleep you.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Last word.
Turns out he actually changed the photo to a leopard.
Strange. I didn't know he had an affinity for leopards.
So now the question is, now that Mr. and Mrs. Rocky are back together.
Getting a leopard now? Are they going to argue over how to raise this leopard?
Or is he going to try to change the leopard back into his wife?
No, you can't go back. She's not an animorph.
Leopard can't change its spots.
She's not an animorph.
You think the tattoo can only be changed once?
Well, the tattoo can be changed multiple times.
Right. But it can't be changed back to the original.
Yeah, there's kind of the base.
You can only go bigger and something that's more dark. Like, if you wanted to go from a leopard to a gorilla, yeah, that's easier to do because there's a lot more dark spots that can be filled in with gorilla tattoos as opposed to leopard tattoos.
See, this is why when Taylor said, what are we going to talk about? I said, you'll be an expert on it. It doesn't matter. Like, whatever it is, you'll be fine. And this is it. Look at you. You're giving us all this wisdom.
You've got to go bigger and more saturation, ink-wise.
Got it. Since you're in here, do you want to stay? Because we have just another story that might interest you.
Sure.
Let's talk about...
What am I doing?
Cheetahs becoming people.
I just come in every day, just hanging around.
This is just the hang sesh. There was a story that I wanted to talk about yesterday, and I forgot. And I asked Jared to kind of brush up on it, because I think actually, Jared, it could be a little bit of a... Do we ever come up with a sound for the nerd segment?
We did.
Oh, you know what? Let's play that, because I think this qualifies.
A loose association of nerds with skin problems.
Nerd. That is why you're not on the team.
Just trying to be helpful.
I'll help. Elven Dragon Slayer. 10-point power sword.
That's him.
I am from the nerd squad, okay? The nerd brigade wishes they were the nerd squad.
Get a life, will you, people? I'm crying out loud. It's just a TV show.
I didn't remember that being so long. I like it, though.
They put a nerd in charge of the Nerd Alert segment.
Yeah, he's going to milk it for all it's worth. Okay, so Jared, give us first, and Taylor and I can react to this, give us what's going on in the chess world.
All right, in the sordid chess underbelly. So there are cheating accusations in the gentle birthing personally sport of chess right now. There was, I don't have the thing right in front of me, but this guy won like 53 straight matches. Hans Niemann, I believe his name was. He's from one of the Nordic countries.
He's the new Bobby Fischer.
Yeah. So he had won 53 straight matches, and he got upset by this 27-year-old kind of nobody. And all of a sudden, there started to become stories and rumors and whispers and, you know, the square spaces in the chess halls that he was, in fact, cheating and using a computer chess program kind of to countermove. And he had some device on his person that would indicate to him what move to make.
That's a very nice way of saying it. He had a device on his person.
Yes, Elon Musk suggests he had it up a certain cavity.
An orifice.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just want to know what you think about this, because apparently cheating in the chess world is out of control. Like, they make baseball look pure as a dribble snow.
We were talking about this off the air yesterday, and I had the same question as you. How do you cheat in chess and not just have the other person who's giving you directions? Why don't they just enter the competition?
Right.
But
pawn to rook four, pawn to rook four.
Apparently, in the back, they're running the real-time chess game into a computer, and the computer is supposed to be that their player that they're having play the opponent.
That's, yeah, so the computer's unstoppable.
Right. So, but even computers can be beaten, even though they've gotten pretty great over the years.
Yeah, Dwight Schrute beat a computer.
Right. But it's interesting. I mean, how do you put a stop to that? Why have anybody in a back room? Why have anybody in a green room anywhere?
Well, the guy who beat the Bobby Fischer-esque chess player, he has offered, and I guess he has a little bit of a history of cheating. Back when he was younger, he cheated on some online tournaments, but he has offered to play chess naked in a room.
You call that gambling? Come on, why don't you just give him the king? Give it to him!
In the words of Charlie Baker, in a room, in a room.
Is he subjecting himself to an x-ray before he goes and plays naked?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because... Am I becoming a nerd through osmosis, through hanging out with Jared? I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I had told you yesterday that I didn't just hear the Elon Musk controversy, which Elon Musk just tweeted that out and people went nuts about where he stuck some device. But I also read that sometimes they check, they do an x-ray of people's mouths because people have these molar radio devices. And then I started thinking about Joe Biden. We're also focused on an earpiece or on like a little wire in his shirt. But he could have something, he could have a molar device.
A molar device. So did you read what I asked you to read about?
I did. I would rather you explain it to people.
So back in the mid to late 40s, I believe, this is an urban legend, but she purported it to be true. She told it on the Dick Cavett Show. Lucille Ball, everybody knows I love Lucy. Lucy, I'm home. She was driving through the California desert or one of the canyon drives, and she heard some weird thing in her head. Not necessarily her ear, but she picked up something. She couldn't really extract what it was, but it sounded foreign to her. So she reported it to her network executives at CBS, I believe, and it ended up going up the chain. And eventually, the CIA got involved, and they discovered that the area she was driving past, she had a filling in her teeth that was picking up Japanese transmissions, and they found this Japanese bunker, the secret Japanese bunker in the area. It's never been completely verified, but it's out there.
She's lucky they didn't throw a net over her. Start telling people you heard voices, you know?
Right.
Well, the CIA runs Hollywood. She was probably an agent.
Julia Childs was
she was during World War II. Yeah. She was a spy.
She worked for the CIA.
That's a very interesting story.
It is.
You're full of interesting stories.
I am, absolutely. Here's another one, chess-related. So, and also Seinfeld-related.
What more could we ask for on a Friday afternoon?
Kramer, Michael Richards.
Right.
After Seinfeld, he really got into chess. And if you watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, his episode, this story is in there. So he went to, he got really, really good and was at championship level. So he was walking down the street in Hollywood, and he saw this homeless guy, what it looked like, with a chessboard, and he asked if he could play. But the homeless guy said, yeah, I'm only going to play you one game, though, just one game. He said, okay. And the homeless guy beat him by just a few moves, and he wanted to play him again. And the homeless guy said, no, only one game. That's it. I'm not going to play you again, just the one game. So Kramer, Michael Richards, was talking to one of his chess buddies, and he says, yeah, you can't play those guys. He says they're chess savants. They are above championship level, and they are unbeatable, but they're too crazy to enter any tournaments. But not even the world's greatest chess player accredited can beat them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The more you know. And then you wonder why I'm asking you to come on the show.
That's right.
It's California homeless people are playing chess while everybody else is out there playing checkers.
I'm more of a checkers girl myself. That might come as a surprise to the audience because I know I give off a very intellectual vibe.
I like Connect Four myself.
Yeah, also really good. Trouble. That's a great game.
Trouble's a great game.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
Sorry. Sorry's excellent.
Mm. Sorry. Can't go wrong with that. All right. Before we just start listing board games, we should probably wrap it up here. We will be back.
That smug Candyland.
We will be back with Howie Carr, and we're going to talk about how much Americans have lost in income under the most transparent, best, brightest president of our time. We will be right back, and we will do the poll question right now. Should we do it right now before we go? We'll do the poll question now. Today's poll question, and Taylor can vote.
Taylor can weigh in.
Oh,
yes.
I forgot what the poll question is. He's definitely going to have an opinion on this.
I haven't heard the poll question
yet. It's going to give you a chance to be full Eeyore. Okay.
Okay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 at night on weekends. November through March, it's a great time to go. So book online at nausetbeachinn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Seeing as how we are now officially in the fall, are you a fan of the pumpkin spice?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I'm shocked.
No.
And does it upset you?
Like a guy playing chess.
Does it upset you that other people are fans?
No, they can have their disgusting gourd flavored drink.
Seventy-1% of
so
the
kind.
Audience agrees with Taylor that no, they are not fans of this gourd flavored drink. 31%.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up.
29%, yes.
We will be back with Howard Lawrence Carr. Thank you very much, Taylor, for hopping on the show. We'll have to do this again sometime. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Friday afternoon. Investors are now bracing for a hard landing for the economy. It's been a tough day for the stock market. And joining us now is our Nobel laureate economist. Well, kind of. Howie Carr. Thanks for coming on the show, Howie.
Hi there. I am now down in double digits for the year on my Boston Herald 401k. It took a while, but I think it would be down double digits for a while now.
Have you transitioned from preparing for a soft landing to preparing for a hard landing?
My whole life, I've been thinking about hard landings. That's all I ever think about is a hard landing.
You know what Joe Biden might tell you in a phone call? Brace yourself. It's time to brace yourself, Howie.
Not a joke?
No, this is for real. Americans have lost $4,200 in income under Joe Biden, a new study says in the New York Post.
For how much?
$4,000, roughly.
Per person?
Yeah. The average American has lost $4,200 in annual income since President Biden took office, entirely wiping out gains made under the Trump administration. It's an analysis from Heritage Foundation. Yeah, and meanwhile, at the Atlantic Festival, Ron Klain is telling everyone that we have it so much better than we did under Trump, which is weird because how come we made gains under Trump if things were so bad?
But mean tweets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Say no more. You've convinced me. Howie, did you see the protester at the tennis match today who lit himself on fire by accident while he was protesting private planes?
I hate it when that happens.
Don't you? Have you ever had that happen to you before?
I've never set myself on fire. I've seen bad things happen to protesters at demonstrations when they went against the grain with Birkenstock-clad hippies on the common, actually.
Yeah, they always manage to find events where people are really excited and having a good time. That's always where they make their mark. Like, it was Roger Federer's last game. So people who bought those tickets. Yeah, match, sorry. So people who bought those tickets, they must have been so excited. It's a history, you know, it's history in the books. And, of course, this guy has to show up and make it all about himself. I'm sorry, make it all about the planet.
That's right. I mean, was he from Jamaica Plain, by the way, like all the Extinction Rebellion hippies the other day?
I believe he was from the UK. That's where he's focused on.
Didn't he get the message, though? Nancy Pelosi saved the planet. So what are we're good.
Yeah, he must be getting late on the headlines. He's not going to find out about that for a few hours. Howie, what do you got planned for the show today?
I think we're going to talk about climate change. It was very cold this morning. I don't know if you noticed that when you woke up.
It was a little nippy.
Yeah, climate change. I don't want to scare anybody, but the days are getting shorter, and I think this is going to continue for at least three months. And you know, by the winter, you know, we may not have rain anymore. We may have it'll be so cold that there'll be white stuff coming out of the sky.
Yeah, and not to mention people's national grid bills are going to increase by 64%. That could be the scariest part of the whole situation.
We got to get Republicans talking about this. I mean, I think this is a little more important than January 6th, Ashley Babbitt Day.
Yes. Howie Carr is coming up next. He's got a great Friday show planned for you, and we'll be back next week. I'm Grace Curley, and this is Grace Curley Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.